Yeah, Bob Adams for Jackie Beckerman.
Sure, hold on 1 second, Bob. Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie, Bob Adams.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm talking to you. How do you expect?
I don't know. I don't know what you're, what, how I can help you. Let me.
I want to know what you want. What do you want?
You know what? I got a call from, I was told that you were trying to reach Doc Urology, and the agreement we've had is that I'm your contact for the medical center, so they suggested I call you back and hear what you would like.
I want to talk to the chair of the urology department.
So,
that's what the message is. I want to talk to the chair of the, to the chair of the urology department.
And can I just ask what it's regarding? Do you need care here?
Pardon me?
Do you need care here, or did you?
You know what? That's none of your business, is it?
No. Absolutely, of course not. But if it's a medical issue, you know, certainly that would take one.
I want to have confidence in my. I want to have confidence in my healthcare providers. I want to have a conversation and know that they're dedicated to patient safety, and to protecting me, before I ever even consider coming in for healthcare. I want to have a conversation with the. I want to have a chair with a conversation with the chair of the urology department. Again, I'm a victim of Dr. Gareth Warren's sexual advances, assaults, whatever you want to call it.
So I need to tell you, Bob, for us, that case we dealt with extremely seriously. It's been dealt with.
You did not deal with it seriously. You never even did an internal investigation.
And
you never did an investigation. You've been aware.
How do you know what we?
Because your buddy James Newell, clearly has told me that. We never start. We know all about it. And when you're.
So first of all, you need to know, Bob, for us, and I talked to our legal department,
That's good for you guys. It's over for you guys. But you know what, Jackie? Me too. I still have to live with the fallout from your from the institution's behavior towards me and Gareth Warren's assault.
You need to know that you did do all the right things. It was taken, and he actually had.
Why didn't the University of Rochester? Why did the University of Rochester never start and do an internal investigation about Dr. Warren?
You know what?
That is very true. That is very true. Then why did James Newell tell me that? Why did James Newell tell me that he knew all about it? That no investigation was ever done, and no investigation was ever going to be done.
You know what? I think if anything, first of all, a lot of the issues were outside of work, and so they were dealt.
They were not. They were not. I was assaulted on university property on July 28th of 2015. I've been saying the same thing, Jackie, and when I talk to you, of course, when I talk to you, you have a tendency to twist things and kind of invent your own history, too, apparently.
Bob, the one thing you do need to know is the new chair of urology was head of my department before he became chair of urology.
Great.
And he's very well aware. He knows the whole issue. He was.
So what's going on with Gareth Warren?
And
what did you guys, what about the university? What about the university?
He isn't permitted to, there was 2 years, I don't know where we are with that, that he is not permitted to even be in a room with a patient alone. I mean, that was all, it was in the newspaper.
Oh, wow, yeah, that was all, it didn't say anything about him sexually assaulting me or using me as his cum rag.
So, you know what, I think that these are things we're not going to be able to help you with.
Well, I think they are. I think I'd like to talk to the chair of the urology department so that I can get confidence in the urology department that they have a dedication to patient safety and that they're not sexually assaulting patients.
Is there, I mean, you're not getting, as I look, it doesn't seem like you're getting any care here anymore.
Well, you know what? That's kind of fucked up, Jack, you know, because I'm still a patient of record of Gareth Warren's. Because you know what? I've never gotten any kind of letter from you guys, not just that, you know, I'm no longer under Dr. Warren's care, that you guys were well aware of it. What did you guys do to try and get me ongoing care after you were aware of it? I never heard a damn thing from the University of Rochester. You guys took it all so seriously, but you know what? What about me? What about me?
I remember very distinctly talked, the agreement was if you needed any help with health care, getting into...
No, the last time you guys contacted, you lied and misrepresented everything I said, talked to James Newell, and then harassed me and had James Newell come and try and intimidate me into changing my testimony. Based on the information that you erroneously or gave him.
First of all, you reported, okay? You said that there had been an assault on property, if I recall, and which we took extremely seriously.
You did not. How did you take it extremely seriously? Prove that. How did you take it extremely seriously? Nobody ever called me. Nobody ever called me to get my side. No way! Bullshit, Jackie. That was over a year later. You guys had been aware of this and Dr. Warren for a year. Why did you wait a year? Until I talked to you, and then you started saying that Dr. Warren and lying and misrepresenting the facts by saying that he broke into my house and that he met me in a bar and punched me. Why, how the hell you got that information? Then that's how you guys are going to act on it.
Bob, that's what you told me.
I did not tell you that. I did not tell you that. You are a liar. You're a liar. Yeah, I did never said that. You know what? I have the audio tape. Do you need me to replay it?
Bob, that's fine. You can replay it
because you're a liar. Because you're a liar. I wanted to. What do you want? You're hoping it would go where? I want to know how I'm going to feel confidence in patient safety.
I have a question: whether you are in need of healthcare right now.
I am.
What you're calling.
I am.
Okay, so you're calling.
But I want to talk to the chair of the department.
You're looking for a urologist right now. Is that correct? So I can try to put some.
I need all kinds of, I've been abandoned. I need all kinds of health care. But you know what? The University of Rochester has so little dedication to patient safety and concern. Look at that. You know what, Jackie? Me too. What about Jaeger? How do I know that I'm not going to be sexually assaulted and wind up that you guys aren't going to try and manipulate me into some kind of weirdo scenario again? How do I know that if I come into the urology department that somebody's not going to assault me during my first physical exam and then start stalking me and coming to my home in the middle of the night for more booty?
Bob.
How do I know this?
You know what? I will see if we can help you get...
I want to know. Answer my question. How do I feel confident about that?
Bob, obviously we would... Because that's what we stand for. We do not accept it. And the reality
then why is he still working? Why is he still working for you?
We went to the police.
Why is he still working for you?
There was a full independent investigation.
By who?
The Department of Health. The Department of Health. That's who you reported it to.
Oh, yeah. But you guys never did one. You guys internally never did one. You just let the health... I want to. Well, then, why did James Newell tell me that he never investigated it?
I'm sure if I talked to James Newell, he would not be said that way. But
yes, it was. Yes, it was. It was absolutely that way, and he can have me arrested too. And he's going to have me arrested for aggravated harassment. If I call again, he's going to have me arrested for aggravated harassment. You going to have me arrested now?
Listen, we dealt with your complaints.
You did not. You did not. Tell me, prove to me. Just let me see the outcome of your investigation. I want to come in and meet with you then. Jackie, you know what? Why don't I come in and meet with you and you can show me your investigation, show me what the determinations were. Because you know what? You never spoke to the victim.
Okay, Bob, let me call and find out what exactly, so I give you the exact facts. But right now, I'm just telling you very simply, in our eyes, we did everything appropriate.
In your eyes, you did absolutely nothing. You did absolutely, maybe in your eyes you did, but you know what? That's because you work for the University of Rochester. You guys have had, Gareth Warren is still there, isn't he? Tell you what, Jack, you want to get rid of me and have me stop calling? Then you know what? You need to get rid of Gareth Warren. Simple. All that is pretty fucking simple.
Let me get back to about
What is the intent? I want to know what the intent is with the University of Rochester when Gareth Warren's 2 years is up, and whether in the meantime what you're planning on doing. I mean, why is Dr. Warren touted as such a, you know, like Jaeger? Why do you guys protect these predators so much? What is it about the institution and protecting these predators?
Can I just say, you keep him from missing the fact that it was not the institution alone that did this investigation. That the Department of Health, that takes any such claim unbelievably seriously, did a full investigation.
And they did. And then the University of Rochester tried to get me in. You and James Newell tried to get me to change my testimony. What about that? And then intimidating me just 2 weeks before its trial at OPMC. What is that about? If you guys take it so seriously.
I don't know what you're talking about, Bob. No one asked you to change any testimony.
Oh, yes, they did. Oh, yeah. Why did James Newell? Yes, you did. You obviously, I had a conversation with you, and you're telling people that I, like, you know, that Gareth Warren broke into my house. And that I never said that. And I never said that.
Rehash this. I'm
well, you should. You know that? Because until you're done, until we're done rehashing this, the University of Rochester can expect continue to hear from me. And I want to really, and I want to talk to the chair of the urology department.
Okay, I understand now what you want. Okay, and I'll get back to you. But I'm telling you right now, this case we dealt with, and it's done.
Let me see what the outcome is. You say that you dealt with it, but you know what? Jackie.
The outcome was there after all full investigation, the Department of Health. It was their decision that they made that it was recommendations we put in place.
Did you put it? Did you contact JCO and report them to JCO and let JCO know that this happened? Then why wasn't I ever, if it was so serious, why wasn't I interviewed? Why didn't somebody reach out to me within the first month and say, we understand you were assaulted, you made these egregious accusations against Gareth Warren, we want to do an internal investigation, and we want to get your side of the story and whatever information and evidence you have.
That you talked to our legal people because they told me they talked to you.
What? Well, again, so that means your legal department knew all about it. And everybody, that means the university was well aware of it, don't they? And did anybody reach out to me and say, you know, what are we going to do about Mr. Adams and his health care? Because there's obviously a reason that he went to see Gareth Warren. He must be sick. There must be something wrong with him. And we need to get...
Where did he go to see you?
What are you talking about? Who?
What do you mean he went to see? You just said he went to see...
Robert Adams just went to see Gareth Warren for healthcare issues, and what are we going to... What's the universe... At this point, he was assaulted. There's an investigation by OPMC. Are we going to... We want to talk to him. I would think the university would want to get a statement from me.
But the understanding that I had and that was made clear to me was that your charges did not occur during pharmacist.
Are you? You're crazy. That's bullshit.
Okay.
Because I told OPMC that, and I've been saying it since I walked out of Gareth Warren's first appointment. I walked out of that appointment, and somebody said, "How did it go?" And I said, "That guy was just assaulted me."
Okay.
You know what? You keep putting it off on them. I'm not going to let you keep putting it off and sliding it off to the Department of Health. What about you? What about you and your patient experience?
Bob, you're attacking, Bob. I'm going to get off right now.
Oh, because you can't handle it? What's the matter? What's the matter, Jackie? A little too tense for you? You called me.
Bob, I'm calling you because you called Dr. our new...
And I want to talk to Dr. Joseph. I do.
And
I want to know, yeah, I really.
And I'm telling
how many patients has he assaulted in the meantime since you've been made aware of it? I mean, the guy lies through his teeth. The guy's a lying little shark. I can't imagine. He lies to you. He says that he's board certified. What about his board certification bullshit? Is he operating on people? Oh, you're going to go. You're just going to hang up on me? I'm not going to hang up on you. You're going to just have to hang up on me because you know what? That's your dedication to patient safety.
Bob, I don't want to hang up on you. I want to tell you I understand what you're asking for, and I will get back to you. Okay?
And when?
You know what? You're going to have to give me a little time to reach people, and I will...
You guys need to step up. You guys really, university needs to step up and deal with the patient.
Friday, and I couldn't even leave, but your messages were full. I couldn't get through and leave a message.
Yeah, I noticed that you called at 5:05 on Friday afternoon.
Bob, I was in meetings all day. I got your message. I called, okay?
I didn't leave you. You know what, Jackie? I never left you a message.
Bob, I never left you a message.
I was returning your call.
And my original call was because I am your contact for future health care at the medical center.
Oh.
And if you need some health care, I'm here to see.
So again, I got to ask you, I'm going to ask you as a director of patient experience, why did the university choose and make a conscious effort to ignore me and my complaint and avoid contacting me, either get my statements, get any evidence I have, and to be assured that I had continuing health care? Why was I abandoned? Why did the University of Rochester choose to abandon me?
Bob, no one abandoned you.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Did anybody ever call me and say, we want to get a statement from you? We understand you're in a lot of pain, and we want to make sure that you get to the health care that you need. Did anybody ever do that? Ever?
Bob, I'll get back to you.
No, I'm asking you a question. I want you to find out. I want you to tell me right now, did you or anybody else from the University of Rochester take care of me?
Bob, I tried very hard during our conversations to help you out.
How?
Right now, the same way we are right now, you just attacked. Okay, so I'm telling you.
Of course I'm attacking. I don't trust you, Jackie. You're disingenuous. And why would I trust you? You absolutely are just like, you know, a cog in the University of Rochester wheel. Why would I trust anything that comes across your lips as being in my best interest?
Okay, well then you know what, Bob? I don't think I can be of help right now.
Okay, so when do I hear from Dr. Joseph?
Okay, I'm going to get off right now, and myself or someone else, will get back to you with that information, okay?
I want to know who's going to be communicating. If you're going to have somebody else contact me and it's not going to be you, I'm going to consider that harassing me.
It will be me, okay? And all I can tell you is, at this point, I'm going to get off. And
let's go through. Yeah, you let the people know that I want to go through your investigation with you, and you and I can go through the investigation, see what you guys determined. Because
okay,
you took it, so you say how seriously you took it, but you know what? I don't believe it.
I'll pass on your request.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh huh. And
pass on your request. Obviously, our legal department is very involved.
Oh, they are? Why? It was all closed. What's the matter? Now it's only a matter of what you guys are planning on doing. This is a closed matter as far as you guys are concerned.
It is a closed because we did act on it, Bob.
You didn't?
We did act on it.
What did you do? Well, how did you act on it?
The man is not allowed to see any patients.
That's because of New York State. What did the university do? That's it. You followed their recommendations. Do you guys have any of your any internal standards that you have to meet? And?
Absolutely. Yes, we do. So at this point, let me get back to you. I need to get off, and I hope you take a deep breath and try to have a better day, okay? I'm sorry that this is still so...
Oh, absolutely. This has ruined my... Dr. Warren ruined my life. If you understand, I'm not the villain here, Jackie. Dr. Warren is.
Listen to me. I wouldn't talk to you.
If it wasn't for Warren, you and I would never have even spoke.
I don't think... Here. I guess my question is, are you dealing with any help on this? Because it sounds like you are still in extreme pain.
I absolutely am, and I don't have any resources because the University of Rochester says that I'm a worthless comrade. It's all I keep getting. I call up. I want to talk to. It takes 2 weeks. I want to talk to the chair of the urology department to try and get myself to get a little help, make myself feel a little better about things. That maybe there is somebody out there with compassion and care. But no. 2 weeks later, I have to have a bitch chest with Jackie Beckerman at 8 o'clock on a Monday morning because again, I am going to be truncated and marginalized and minimalized because I'm a victim of Dr. Warren. In 2 years, 3 years, you think this is ever going to get better? You know what? It ain't going to get better until you get his ass out of there.
Okay.
And it's not going anywhere. And you can tell all your legal department that I have all the evidence and all these audio tapes and everything else. And, you know, I guess you guys, well, maybe you guys want to, like, you know, cut me. Maybe, you know what? Maybe you guys ought to give me a check and say, you know what? We want the evidence and a non-disclosure agreement signed by you. Maybe that's the way to shut you and shut me up and get me, let me get closure and move on with my life. But until I get some sort, something, I need some help. You're not going to get me any help. Are you going to help me out?
Okay, Bob,
I've had Crohn's disease since I was 12. I woke up on an operating table. I've been clearly diagnosed with PTSD, and you guys don't give two shits. All you want me to do is go off and kill myself. And that would solve the University of Rochester's problems, wouldn't it?
Bob, no one wants any ill for you.
Yes, you do. Then why wouldn't anybody ever help out? Why wouldn't anybody ever have reached out to me and shown a little bit of compassion and a little modicum of concern?
Bob, we tried to reach out. I know. I personally tried.
When? 10 months after I called the Highland... Yeah, well, shame on you.
Other people weren't. Bob.
Because James Newell apparently was. James Newell apparently was. He was talking to the state police about him and trying and talking to other people. The legal department knew all about it. You guys were well aware of it.
Bob, I'm going to guess, and I will get back to you, and I understand what you're asking for. Let me get back to you. Okay?
I'm just a piece of garbage. Back. I'm such a piece of human garbage. I'll have to say hi to David for you. Bye. Yeah, fuck you. Tell that fucking cunt. You're so full of shit. That's too fucking bad. Then you're intolerant.